My name is Polly Barton, and I'm researching older people and how to connect them over distance using telematics and gameplay.
My name is Nella Brown. I'm researching communication patterns within families and the technologies that can support the communication.
My name is Nicola Plants. My research is based around nonverbal communication and gestures.
And together we are part of GHAC.
GHAC is an arts and technology lab for women that we started within a school of electronic engineering and computer science at Queen Mary's.
Hacking is democratizing the way to build and explore electronics. So no longer looking at something and not understanding what's happening inside it. So you take it apart, you get in there, figure out how it works, and then you reconfigure it the way you want it to happen. Computer science and electronic engineering still pretty much considered a boys' dominated world.
We are so lucky in this department that we have really high profile research, and the women on our group are from all over the world. So we just thought, do something together. So we started sharing skills, teaching each other various kind of software, hardware, physical computing.
We thought about what skills we had and how we could teach each other these skills by making something of our own. What we have here is a tea table cabinet covered in gingham to house our sound mapping device. Projected onto the table is a map of London. We have all of the different boroughs and the Thames running through the middle of the picture. On top of our tea table, we have a teapot. The teapot is actually a clear teapot. Inside, you can see a battery, a couple of wires, and underneath that, we have some LEDs. Now, these LEDs, they're infrared LEDs. They can shine through our table surface to the camera below. Underneath, we have our projection screen, our camera, and a computer. And this computer tracks where our teapot is on the surface of the table. And depending on which borough it happens to land on, it plays a soundscape of a tea house in that certain borough of London.
At the moment, we are in Bexley Red House.
So now we're going to take our teapot and go to Redbridge and to the Moroccan Gardens tea house.
So within this installation, we have a little bit of electronics with our LEDs in the teapots. We have some computer vision where the tracking tracks the blob in the teapot from the camera and onto the computer. We have sound design. All of us went round with our sound devices to all of these different tea houses and learned how to edit, record sounds. And then we learned how to control the sound using Maximus P. Some of the girls had not used it before, so now they've got a good knowledge and can do something with it. And if they would like to use these skills in their actual research or in their careers, then they have these skills learned from each other for free.
The point of GHAC, besides the point that we are sort of all-girl group, it's that we're all PhD researchers. When you do a PhD, it's sort of a solitary activity. You see a supervisor, you might have some seminars, but most of the time you're on your own by yourself doing your thing. By working with us, some of the researchers, they kind of got a little bit of insight of what it's like to project manage a group, work to deadlines, work under pressure, solve technical problems in a very short space of time that they wouldn't otherwise have time to do or actually wouldn't even be challenged to do on the course of their PhD.
We're showing each other that it's okay to say that I'm awesome and this is what I do that's awesome and put it out there, asking for that raise, saying that I'm great. I want that promotion. And that's what this is for.
GHAC.